it's a rainy night in Paris, and I'm sitting by the Seine. It's a pleasure to be soaking in the European rain. Now my belly's full of fancy food and wine. Inside me for some time. She is looking fine. An old and feeble man not far behind. Oh, and I'm sure they will patch up the hill somewhere along the line. Sure they will patch up the hill somewhere along the line. Oh, it's gonna patch up the hill somewhere along the line.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Please stop this thing screaming in my ear, please. Okay? Just turn off the feedback. Thank you very much. Yes. Hey, what's this? In the van, of yells out boogie. Oh, I see. I'm the guy that yells out boogie at all your concerts and shakes your hand about 100 times a night. Like it says, you're the guy who yells out boogie all the time, huh? Okay, well, thank you. I just got a bottle of wine from this guy. Boogie. I thought he was over here. How could you get it over? Okay, this is a song from a Turnstiles album. It's called Summer Highland Falls. Times, but they're the only times I've ever known. And I believe there is a time for meditation in cathedrals of our own. Now I have seen that sad surrender in my lover's eyes, and I can only stand apart and sympathize. Hand us, it's either sadness or euphoria. So we'll argue and we'll compromise and realize that nothing's ever changed.
separate conclusions are the same. Now we are forced to recognize our inhumanity. Our reason coexists with our insanity. Though we choose between reality and madness, it's either sadness or euphoria. Our energies. Perhaps we don't fulfill each other's fantasies. And as we stand upon the ledges of our lives with our respective similarities, it's either sadness or euphoria.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey. Okay, this is the Thursday night, right? This is Thursday night? Yeah. Okay, I'm on the radio, so I gotta watch my language. That was Joe over there. Joe. Really, you can't do that. I don't want to pull a Lenny Bruce, please. Thank you. Boogie, okay. Here's the boogie. There you go. No, this next song is a true story. And I say it's a true story because some of the stuff I write is... Right. You said it. Saturday, the regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin.
Oh,
was a real estate novelist who never had time for a wife. And he's talking with Davy, who's still in the Navy and probably will be for life.
And the waitress is practicing politics as the businessman slowly gets stoned. Yes, they're sharing the drink they call loneliness, but it's better than drinking alone.
Saturday, the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while. Thank you.
All right.
Let me see. We're gonna do an instrumental piece. Yeah, right. Well, that's what we're gonna do.
Beelzebub, Beelzebub.
This was referred to, this is off the Street Life album. This is referred to as a filler on the album. For all you filler freaks out there, a little filler. We'll be right back. Thank you. Okay, so we got some filler freaks out there tonight, huh? Okay. Now I'm on the Fender Rhodes, for all you out there in Radio Land. I'm up on the pulpit here. Hallelujah! Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is another song off the new album. It's called James. James, we were always friends from our childhood days, and we made our plans, and we had to go our separate ways. I went on the road, you pursued an education, James. Do you like your life? Can you find release? And will you ever change? Will you ever write your masterpiece? Are you still in school, living up to expectations, James? You were so relied upon. Everybody knows how hard you tried. Pride. James, you've been well behaved, you've been working hard, but will you always stay someone else's dream of who you are? Do what's good for you, or you're everybody else is satisfied. James, do you like your life? Can you find release? And will you ever change? When will you write your masterpiece? Do what's good for you, or you're not.
strangers just because I don't have a friend. Oh, would you give up peace of mind? And if you ever find the time, gonna write Mr. Riverdale.
You're listening to Billy Joel, recorded live at the Bottom Line, June 10th, 1976, over WNEW-FM in New York at 102.7. We'll return to the concert after a few commercial messages.
Who can't see this? See, we don't have a big budget. We don't have a smoke machine. We don't can't afford it. So, see, I'm gonna puff a cigarette into the red light, and you're gonna hear the crowd reactions. You know? Okay. Now, the reason this is a cigarette song. This is a. I was living in California for 3 years. Okay, California's great. I love California. It's just I heard that New York. Going down the tubes, you see, you keep hearing about it. New York's going down the tubes, and a lot of people, you know, outside of New York are like, ah, the hell with New York, who needs New York, you know, let it go down the drain. And what I explain to people, you know, when I'm out of state is like, well, look, you know, if New York goes down the tubes, all those New Yorkers are gonna move out here, you know? All those ethnic people, you know? And so they and I go, yeah, you're right, you know? I figured, you know, like New York City needs a song. It really needs a good old song. You know what I mean? So now, but not one of those, you know, hey, oh baby, me and New York were so cool. You know, because there's a million of those things. I figured a song like, you know, you're going to hear in a jukebox in an Italian restaurant, that kind of thing, see? Okay, we're all here now. For those of you out there in radio land, this is weird. I don't know what to do about this radio thing, but okay, so you got a picture now. It's like, say it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, okay? You're in this sleazy, smoky jazz club, you know? And, you know, there's just kind of slime on the walls, you know? See, uptown on the west side, or it could be here, you know? You had a good couple of drinks, really a good amount of drinks. You're one drink away from making a total ass out of yourself, you know what I mean? But you're not there yet. I usually use another word, but I am on the radio tonight, so I will call it out. But you're just one drink away, and you're really feeling melancholy, you see? And the band comes on the stage. The band's just, you know, just finished this engagement in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Really glad to get back to the city, so the band comes on stage, and I think,
thank you. Some folks like to get away, take a holiday from the neighborhood, have a flight to Miami Beach or to Hollywood. But I'm taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River Line, 'cause I'm in a New York state of mind. Cars and their limousines. Been high in the Rockies, under the evergreens. But I know what I'm needing, and I don't want to waste more time. I'm in a New York state of mind. So easy living day by day, yeah. Out of touch with the rhythm and blues. But now I need a little give and take. The New York Times, the Daily News. I've let it slide. I don't care if it's Chinatown or on Riverside. I don't have any reasons, I left them all behind. I'm in a New York state of mind.
data.
This next song, I know I talk too much between songs, but I hear it from a couple people. Why don't you shut up and just play it? Okay, well, I have to explain this next song. This next song came out as a single, and it went boom. It did one of them dive bombs, but this is not an autobiographical song, totally. In some of the verses of the next song, I'm in and I'm out. It's not all the way about me. A lot of people assume that everything I write is about me, myself, mine, I, me, I. And frankly, it's not. I'm very boring, to be quite frank. Some of this stuff is totally just right out of the air, you know. Not about anybody in particular, but this next song, I have to explain that. Do a little introduction to this one because it'll give you a little better picture of what I'm talking about. I have to stand up. Now, this next song is dedicated to what I refer to as rock and roll jive, okay? Now, we're kind of in the peak of what is the age of rock and roll jive, okay? Let me give you some examples. Rock and roll jive is, what I'm doing now is kind of rock and roll jive. I'm kind of fattening up the set by talking, you know what I mean? It's a killing time or whatever it is. But a lot of rock and roll jive is like, okay, you go to the concert, you paid your ticket, the first thing the band does when they come on, they automatically demand that you clap your hands, you put your hands together, okay? Hey, everybody, come on now, let's clap our hands, come on, right on. Brothers and sisters, hey, stop your feet, clap your hands, hey, boogie, right on, hey, peace, love, ha, ho, hey, we're gonna really boogie down, ha, no, see, all right. So now, an audience is, you know, generally being good-natured, but okay, you know, what? You know, see, hey, come on up, hey, you're not clapping your hands, oh, okay, I'll clap my hands. It's kind of that whole, you know, Sieg Heil philosophy, you know, come on, hey, rock and roll, you see. They've been doing that for 40 years now. Groups have been coming on. Hey, we clap your hands. And it's jive because they figure if they get you to clap your hands, that you're just going to get into this hysterical frenzy, and they're going to go over great, you know. Hey, so like one night I would like to see like a group like that come on and go, hey, now let's all clap our hands and boogie rock and roll, and the whole audience just go, no. See, because then they're going to go, they're not doing it, man. Maybe we'll have to play some authentic music, you know? That's a good example of rock and roll jive. Another example of rock and roll jive is, some of these things are visual for the radio people. This is rock and roll jive is great. The group comes on, the lead guitar player has the guitar shaped like the Green Arrow or whatever it is. Which is cool. Some guys can pull it off, but some guys, they do look ridiculous. Like, that's funny. Like the 10-inch platform spitting fire, right? with the third eye tattooed on the forehead, right? It's very musical, you know what I mean? It comes on, and the other members of the group are engaged in crossing guitars in the middle of the stage and humping each other. Like, hey, man, this is so spontaneous. Oh, and you've seen it a million times, right? Meantime, the guy with the 10-inch platforms has changed to 14-inch platforms, right? And he is now turned himself around to totally reveal to you that he has this huge lump in his pants, right?
Thank you.
Take the picture. Go ahead.
Okay.
So now, you see, now I used to see groups like that, and I'd see this guy with this huge lump in his pants, and for some macho reason, they feel compelled, like, you know, hey, I'm gonna go out there with this big lump, and those chicks are just gonna go crazy, man. You know, like, I used to watch those groups, and wow, look at that guy, man, you know, I used to feel, you know, insecure. And then I realized, I worked with one of those groups, and that thing that looks like a banana, it is a banana. He puts the banana in his pants before he goes out, okay? So if you're ever at one of those concerts and the guy is shaking his lump in his crotch in your face, you know, like that, you can go like that. And you'll just boom.
For those of you who are worried, Billy Joel just pulled a banana out of his trousers.
So I just, you know, that's a rock and roll jive thing. I'm sure you've seen that, right? And I'm not, you know, Wolfman Jack. Now, you want me to do the whole thing, I'm going to get in a lot of trouble. You're going to have me... No, I'm not going to commit media suicide. I've done it too many times already. All right, go ahead, Billy. Slash your wrist. Now, there are some shows on TV. They were made nameless. And, you know, oh, that's what my Billy does, you know? So... the whole purpose of this speech was just like, you've seen it enough times, and next time you see it, you don't have to put up with it. You should throw things at them, okay?
And I know just where I stand. Another serenader and another long-haired band. But say I am your champion. I may have won your heart, but I know the game and you'll forget my name. And I won't be here in another year if I don't stay on the chart. Oh. I am the entertainer and I've had to pay my price. The things I did not know at first I learned by doing twice. Oh, but still they come to haunt me. Still they want their say. So I learned to dance with a hand in my pants. I let them rub my neck and I write them a check. And they go their merry way. I'm the entertainer. Been all around the world. Played all kinds of palaces. Laid all kinds of girls. I can't remember faces. I don't remember names. Just as well, after a while and a thousand miles, it all becomes the same. I am the entertainer. I come to do my show. You heard my latest record. It's been on the radio. Oh, it took me years to write it. They were the best years of my life. Was a beautiful song, but it ran too long. You're gonna have a hit. You gotta make a hit. So they cut it down to 305. We'll be right back.
like another kind of bee.
Billy Joel, recorded live down at the Bottom Line on June the 10th, 1976. We'll be back to the program, more live Billy Joel, after a few commercial interruptions at WNEW-FM in New York City.